Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
Oh, it's not December yet.
No, it's not December. It's not.
You are going to fix that in December, right?
Maybe.
No, it's maybe.
You promised. Son of a bitch.
Maybe. We'll see.
You know, we do know where you live.
That's true, you do. Well, you do. CB, you know, I'm sure he could figure it out with GPS, but, I mean, you can come right. You've been to my house.
He's a pretty bright guy. I think you
know.
GPS is your friend.
Yep. You can find anything with that.
Yeah, I love Magda. That's my name for her this week.
I have mine with the have various voices and they have names associated with them.
Oh yeah.
And mine, I picked my ex-wife because she was always telling me what to do anyway.
Oh.
Which now this is important, kind of.
Which ex-wife?
No. Which app do you use for your GPS on your phone? Or do you not use your phone?
I use my phone now. I just use Google.
Just a Google. What do you use, Zip?
The one in my car.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, I just wonder, because a lot of people are using that Waze or Waz, I don't know, which is pretty
Wazy,
popular.
I think it is.
Something like that.
Helps you get around traffic problems, that one?
Yeah, supposed to. I tried using it when we drove to Long Island for the first time down, and I used that on the way down, but I went right back to the stock iOS GPS for the way back, and I've never used the other one again. But a lot of people like it because you can mark where there's a cop, so you know it'll tell you cop ahead, which you know that's great if you're not going through there 8 hours later and there really is no cop. But
see, once you get a little older, you only drive 6 or 7 miles over the speed limit, so you don't really worry.
The
interesting part about it was we hit a traffic jam. I was driving with my son, and we hit a traffic jam on a road for no apparent reason. And he pulled up on his phone. He had Waze on it, or whatever it is. And you could see all the cars in line with you that also had the same app running.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. And that's iOS actually uses the same technology or the same idea to calculate your time to work, because you can get a notification on your screen. It'll estimate how long it's going to take you to get to work.
I know, and that's based on other vehicles.
Not long at all.
Minute and a half.
Not even.
Well,
he could be at work right now.
He has to stop and pee.
I have to get up.
Yeah, he gets up, pees, and then he's at work.
You could lay in bed with your laptop and do it.
It's uncomfortable. I've tried it before.
It took me 50 minutes to get to work today. There was two accidents on 75 headed down to play poker. You know, it's a rough life. Somebody's got to do it.
Not me. I had the day off. It's my first Columbus Day off in 11 years.
Yeah, see, so you're celebrating Columbus Day. You're not one of them people going, they screwed the Native Americans. Columbus never met the Native Americans.
By the way, it's Indigenous People Day.
Yes.
He was in the Bahamas, for fuck's sake. Yeah.
You're
going to go over to Norway and bitch at the Vikings?
No.
They'll kick your ass.
I was going to say, they're berserkers. I couldn't anywhere near them.
You don't mess with them. I watched that show, The Vikings. I liked it. Too bad it got canceled. They kind of jumped the shark, though, the last season. So.
Yeah, I tried. I just couldn't do it. I watched like 2 or 3 episodes, and it was... Yeah.
Nah, it was like anything else. It was pretty good, and it was pretty bad, but it always had good violence in it. You know, I liked the fighting scenes. They didn't have AKs back then either, CB.
That's true. They did not.
Sorry,
they had axes.
That was a pre show discussion we were having. Yeah. Anyway, welcome to Off Look Radio.
They did have axes.
It is Monday. We are here. It's a holiday, sort of, like we said.
It's always a holiday.
That's true.
Yeah, somebody wrote a thing on Facebook today about Mondays are depressing, but they put out all these positive things about Mondays spelled out with the Mondays.
I saw that. Yeah,
I said, but that's why we do our show on Mondays. We just brighten your Monday for you.
That's right.
Is that why we do it on Monday?
Unless you're a Packer fan.
I thought that was the only time we could get airtime.
No, I think we could probably get whatever we wanted.
Yeah,
for
pretty much. Yeah,
just because there's nobody else on, come on.
Isn't this the old Farmville Rants time slot that we're
yes,
in here?
I think we're in the same. We've been the same time slot since 2010.
9 years.
Yeah, 9 years.
Oh,
Jesus! You'd think we could think of something better to do.
Yeah, I was talking to a truck driver at the poker table today, and he wanted to know the name of the show because he likes to have new stuff to listen to. So I showed him how to get it. He's got iTunes, Google Play, Pandora. I said, yeah, well, we're on all of them. Oh, cool! So he wrote down the names and stuck in his wallet so he could remember it. And he says, so when are you on? I said, 10 o'clock live tonight. I said, but you can get those podcasts whenever you feel like listening to them. And he goes, how long are you on for it? I said, just an hour. He goes, so only an hour? I said, yeah. It's hard as hell to be funny for more than an hour.
Is
and he goes, oh, just once a week. I said, yeah, I did it every day. I said, but it was a bitch coming up with material every single day. So we decided we'll just brighten your Mondays. That's it. Take what you can get, people.
That's right. Do what we want.
Yeah. It's our show.
Yeah, we do whatever. If people want to listen, fine.
Did you hear the good news today?
No,
which good news? Oh boy,
we have good news today.
Oh, what is it?
News that very well could see Joe Biden as the Democratic nominee, the man who can whoop Trump. Sorry.
Well, Hillary said she's going to beat Trump again.
Yeah, nah.
So
we're just kidding anyway. The real news is Hunter Biden came out with a statement today, and Joe had to talk about it. Basically, I'll sum it all up for you because you don't have to watch 5 minutes of clips on the news. Hunter and Joe Biden have sworn to stop being corrupt if Daddy wins the election. That's basically what they said.
Yep. It's sad.
It is sad, but they're admitting it. Why are we impeaching Trump? He's admitted it twice now. Oh, God.
Yeah, but he's not the president, so there's nothing to impeach him for.
Oh, I got another one, too, that came out. Hunter Biden got $100,000 a year for being on some board, some big corporate board, when he was 21.
Well, smart boy.
No. That was a $50,000 a year bribe to Daddy and a $50,000 a year for Hunter for loaning his name because Daddy was the senator. Come on, Joe Biden's been selling his office for 40 years.
But they all are. It's not, and I'm sure there's Republicans that are doing the same thing that are.
There are, but the only difference.
But they're all not running for president.
When a Republican gets caught, he gets shamed, shunned, and he resigns. When a Democrat gets caught, they go, "No, we didn't." And the media goes, "Yeah, they didn't do it, but we have evidence." "No, you don't. It's right here. I don't see it." I mean, that's pretty much the media is so full of shit.
Fair point.
Anyway, and Project Veritas has a new 20-minute clip out today. I'll sum that up for you, save you the 20 minutes. Basically, it's this. Gee, CNN is against Trump on purpose. We're shocked. We didn't know that.
We are shocked that gambling is going on.
It's people who work at CNN actually admitting it, but, you know. If I have half a brain, you already knew that. And it's obviously not just CNN. ABC News dropped a whopper on the country yesterday on Sunday News Tonight or whatever the hell it's called on ABC. It's all fake news. ABC used a video of an American gun range event in Kentucky from, what was it, a couple years ago, I think. 2017. Knob Creek Machine Gun Shoot, a biannual event held at Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky. And they had some explosions and fires and cool shit that you do when you shoot guns. Safe environment. These are people who actually know how to handle weapons. Like me. And, you know, they took the explosion video from that gun show in Kentucky, stuck it on the news, and they told everybody, "This is evidence of a Turkish attack on Kurds in Syria."
And they're all speaking with Kentucky accents.
Yeah, it must be Syria, Kentucky. You know, it's about 40 miles southwest of Lexington. You know, Syria, Kentucky. That's where that must be where that is. No, it's Knob Creek, where they make good bourbon. So it turns out ABC lied. The video had nothing to do with Syria, the Kurds, or Turkey. On Sunday's ABC News broadcast.
Other than that, it was fine. Come on.
Yeah, the caption just said, "Slaughter in Syria." They claimed this real video of attack on the Kurds over the weekend by Turkish forces. Not the poo-poo that. That part sucks. But the video very much seems like a massive firefight or bombs going off. But, yeah, well, that's what you do on a gun range. You know? Just that little problem that it was in Kentucky, ABC. The video was made in, like I said, 2017. And according to the gun range website, they said machine gunners are shooting at a wide variety of used appliances, abandoned vehicles, and barrels filled with pyrotechnic charges. That's why you have the explosions and stuff. It's not a mass attack by the Syrian soldiers. Apparently, no Kurds, Syrians, or Turks were invited last time to Knob Creek. ABC has not issued a statement on why it misled its viewers. Update! Yes, they did! They finally pulled the video today, and here is their explanation for basically just lying to America to try and make Trump look bad. "We've taken down video that aired on World News Tonight Sunday and Good Morning America." Oh, they ran it again this morning. that appeared to be from the Syrian border immediately after questions were raised about its accuracy. ABC regrets the error.
So, well, they probably regret the area too.
That's a non-apology. They're basically saying fuck.
We got caught.
Yeah. Screw you.
Well, you know, at one point in time, you would say, okay, this was simply an error of a file being mislabeled, and they ran it, and they ran it once and didn't error it again. But nowadays, with the way everything is and the fake news, it was done on purpose. I mean, they purposely used this footage for this story to embellish and make it look far worse than it is. I mean, there is a problem over there right now, but you can't do this kind of thing. And I mean, this is, and everyone falls for it, hook, line, and sinker. I saw this exact thing being shared all over Facebook. I think it was yesterday. And
nobody researches anything.
They don't. They just
on social media, and you get all these young people pontificating like this is the absolute truth. And it's obvious they never had a history class in their fucking lives.
There's a lot of people that do. I mean, I have somebody that is a very smart person when it comes to all of the things that are happening in this world. And this person does share a lot of articles, and some of which are stuff that he should have actually read the article before he shared it. Because,
just like that headline, huh?
Correct. I mean, you just sometimes you can't.
Trump's killing people!
Right. And he's one of those that he just sees the headline and shares it, and some of this stuff is not true.
The other thing that irritates me is, you know, I don't know everything. I know I'm smarter than average, but I'm getting older and I forget shit.
You're not supposed to admit that. You're supposed to say, I know everything.
No. Now, that's one of my strengths. I realize what my weaknesses are. I don't know everything, and I don't remember everything I used to know. But guess what? I have a computer and a very good smartphone. I can look up anything in a couple of seconds. You're just a lazy ass if you don't look it up and check first. And everybody in America is a lazy ass. That's why the rest of the world makes fun of us, except for when they're trying to get our money.
Have I not said on this radio show numerous times that Americans are straight up lazy? I mean, I've said that too.
Oh, we are.
We are extremely lazy. And I mean, I see that every day just in my job. I mean, these kids and even the adults, they don't want to work. Nobody wants to work 40 hours. Oh my God, God forbid. You got to work 5 days in a row.
And the people that are working, if they're in media, they're not even allowed to be journalists anymore. I mean, all this stuff at CNN, that's Zucker. Jeff Zucker gets on a friggin' conference call every morning with his department heads and his key reporters and stuff, and he tells them what the news is going to be today. It doesn't matter what the news really is. The news is what Zucker tells them. And he flat out said in the Project Veritas video, impeachment is the big story. Don't let that go. That has to lead. That has to be in everything. I'm like, dude, you're supposed to be running a news organization. No, you're running the DN fucking C. You know, I'm just, it's just hard. The good thing is, I'm an optimistic person. And I just don't think America is as stupid as the left wants to believe we are.
Well, and go back to something that I'm trying
Unfortunately, 47%, they're right.
I'm trying to pull this up, but I can't actually find the meme off the top of my head. But it's something like so many networks, so many newspapers, so many radio stations are owned by, what, 7 major corporations in the United States? I mean, and it's a staggering number. And I wish I could find the meme. I'm trying to Google it right now, but I'm not finding what it is. But it's literally... it's amazing how many of the means of communication are owned by 7 corporations.
Well, it didn't used to be that way. There were rules in place so that
Correct.
You could only own so many media outlets and so many locations.
Well, you can blame
long
Republicans
gone.
For a lot of that.
You can blame what?
You can blame Republicans for a lot of that back in the
80s.
Yeah. Let's open it up. Let's open everything up. It's business. And it's like, you know, just shut up.
Well, but the
that's why Trump's perfect. Trump doesn't take any shit from either side.
No, but my point with that whole thing is just like you said,
fucked.
The guy from who did you say is it? The guy from CNN? You know,
yeah, Jeff Zucker.
Right.
Who they're thinking about making in charge of all of Warner Entertainment.
Well, but if you look at the bigger scheme of it, there's technically seven people that can pull the strings on 90% of our media communications that could actually do exactly what he's doing, and that is what's happening. It's all the strings pulled by a handful of people that are telling them all what stories to run and what.
What was the name of that little nerd press secretary that Obama had? The first one he had, that little nerd boy.
No,
for Obama. I forget what his name is. Anyway, his wife was the White House correspondent for ABC. Gee, I wonder if she's going to be slanted at all, you know? And then, you know who he works for now? Jeff Bezos at Amazon. You know, Jeff Bezos only owns the Washington Post. I mean, it's just crazy. Although, buy Amazon stock. Jeff Bezos is a left-wing weirdo in many ways, but he does know how to make money. Of course, he screws his employees to make money, but if you're a stockholder, you just go, I didn't see that. Let's see. Now, let's get on to the news you can actually use.
Do we have any of that?
Yes, we do.
Oh, I'm surprised.
This one is very important because we all suffer this, as alluring as we all are, all of us. We might want to carefully edit our selfies from now on. Why? Because we have this. Stalking suspect. Allegedly. Well, the whole article says the word allegedly shouldn't be in the headline. Stalking suspect studied pop idol's pupil images online to find her location. He studied reflections in the woman's pupils in the photos she posted on social media and used Google Street View to find out where she lived and what train stations she used in Japan. And
this is creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, and he did assault her.
What? I have ad blocker running. I can't load the article. What did he do? I'm confused.
He took her selfies.
Okay, he took her selfies.
He blew them up. Got snapshots of what she was looking at in the pupils of her eyes when the selfie was taken. Then he used Google Street View to figure out where she took the pictures.
Oh my God, are you serious?
And he found her and he assaulted her.
Holy shit.
Yep.
So this could happen to a lot of these.
He used high-res images.
Wow. That's kind of scary if you think about it.
He also figured out where her apartment was, what train stations she took to get around Tokyo, and he found her.
Well, and that's one of the things. Did he do this on Facebook or was it his Instagram? Did they mention that?
I didn't mention which social media. It doesn't matter. There was high-resolution pictures.
Correct. Well, I would assume it was probably Instagram myself because that's where the selfie world lives. These people that take selfies of their, you know, 10, 15 selfies a day and post them to Instagram, they actually piece their life together. And a stalker could very easily figure out their pattern, their routine, just over the way people post their shit to Instagram. I mean,
all I can say is I'm glad we don't do Farmville Rant now.
Yeah, no kidding. People really would find it.
Holy crap. I got marched down back then. Now with all this equipment, with the high-res pictures and everything else, damn. I need security.
Nah, you ain't getting it from us.
That's just crazy.
It is, but, you know, hey, it's for reals. So I just wanted you to know. Now, our stupid criminal of the week. Well, we've got a number of stupid criminal stories this week because we know you love stupid criminal stories. So when we got multiples, we'll use multiples. This first one has a slight twist. It's his family that we find lacking, not the criminal. The criminal's not lacking because he's dead.
Oops. Well, he's lacking life.
Yes.
We usually don't use dead stupid criminals. Wow.
Well, we did the guy who was dumb enough to set his gun down when he was robbing the fireworks booth a couple of months ago, and the person with the fireworks that was getting robbed picked up his gun and shot him.
Yeah.
I mean, he got shot with his own gun, so that was pretty stupid. But he didn't get to find out how famous he became because we did his story. This guy here, he's not trying to make him famous. It's his family. And the guy in the article has a good example here, so I'm just going to read this straight off. remember that time you got pulled over going 55 and a 30 and you had an expired registration? And remember how the cop wrote you two tickets? Do you remember thinking, well, I shouldn't have been speeding and I should have renewed my registration, but if I'm being honest, I'm really in the situation because that cop had the nerve to pull me over and hold me responsible for my own choices? That's sound logic. Not really. But it's a logic being used by the family of a 23-year-old Ohio man who was shot and killed while trying to rob a Dollar General store at gunpoint. First of all, if you're dumb enough to rob a store, why a Dollar General store? Everything's a dollar.
You ain't gonna get
much. How much you gonna get? Okay. And he took a gun in to rob him. His name is Roosevelt Rapley. He entered the Dayton area store, produced a firearm, and started demanding money. One of the store clerks was a concealed carry permit holder and was legally armed. Once the suspect pointed his weapon at that clerk, the clerk drew his own weapon and fired, striking the subject in the chest. Rapley returned fire, hitting no one, before stumbling outside, collapsing, and was pronounced dead at the scene. The clerk called 911, said he pointed a gun at me, I had a firearm, I pulled my firearm, and I shot him in self-defense. According to police, witnesses confirmed the assailant pointed his weapon at the clerk, prompting him to draw and fire, fearing for his life. Now, here's the part we have a problem with. Shortly after the failed robbery attempt, two members of Rapley's family spoke with reporters outside the store where he was shot and killed. Their thought is, it's the fault of the clerk for being legally armed and acting in self-defense. Rapley's sister went on record as saying that even though her brother was wrong, it was all the clerk's fault. Here's a quote. He's got some responsibility, but not all. Right is right, wrong is wrong. It was wrong for that clerk to shoot my brother in the chest. Yes, he's robbing them. Oh, well. Call the police. That's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to take matters into your own hands. He's got a friggin' gun pointed at him.
A little tough to call the police at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't shoot me. I have to call the police or your sister will get mad and go on TV. How ignorant do you have to be upset your brother who was committing an armed robbery got shot by the person he was pointing his gun at?
Unbelievable.
According to the sister or the brother, this is the second of 10 siblings killed by gunfire. We don't know under what circumstances the other died.
Why do they have 10 siblings?
Why are they so familiar with the Dollar General store?
Well, that's okay.
We'll just leave that out there.
I still can't believe they robbed a Dollar General store.
Do you guys ever go to a Dollar General store?
All the time.
Yeah. Not all the time, but
I've been there all the time.
Oh, God. I went in once looking for something I was told you could find at the Dollar General store. I've never gone back.
We go in and we stock up on all the girls' toothpaste, fluorides. We'll go in and buy like 8 or 10 of them at a time. I have a whole cabinet down here in my basement just full of like their shampoos and stuff like that. Oh, yeah. It's great. It's great. Love the Dollar General or Dollar.
The other thing is, in Ohio, a concealed carry permit is not required on private property. And the young man who was shot and killed also had a prior history with police. Dollar General people said it's up to the company to. A professor of history and law at the local college said it's up to the company to decide whether employees can carry a weapon in their work environment. Laws of self-defense are the same as normal, though the employee could be fired even if he's legally in the right if he's determined he violated company policy. That's true because, you know, I started my business career with 7-Eleven, and I had a weapon, but it was a .357 Magnum, but I left it in my car because I was carrying large amounts of cash to the bank every day at night, putting it in the overnight deposit thing. And I wasn't comfortable carrying 5, 6, 7 grand to the bank every day.
I don't blame.
But I never took that gun inside the store because if I had the gun inside the store, whether I used it or I didn't use it, whether I was robbed or not robbed, I would have been fired because it was against company policy. But in my car, while my car is subject to search by the company because it's on their property. I figured I was splitting hairs on that particular subject by leaving it in my car.
Well, here's a story with me the other day. I went to the bank to get a bunch of change, and I carry the change, you know, the Coke flats that the vendors used to use to bring in, you know, your six packs. I use one of those. Carry change works great. Well, I brought back $6,000.
$6,000 of change?
$6,000 in change I brought
back. God, that must be heavy.
It is. It weighed about 80 pounds. And I was walking. I went to the back door of the bank to walk out into the back alley into the parking lot, and there was a gentleman that didn't look very good to me, and he was walking by the door. So I let him continue to walk by, and then I opened the door, and he turned to look to see who came out and saw me and stopped, changed directions, and was going to cut me off towards the parking lot. And all I did is looked right at him and said, "Dude, I am armed." And he turned around and walked the other way.
Yeah, that's got to be what, like, because my 7-Eleven stores, I was running three at once before I became management. And to fill the TAC 2 safes in the 7-Eleven stores took somewhere in the neighborhood of $350 with a change. And that was heavy. You're talking 15 times that.
Oh, yeah. I had three boxes of quarters, two boxes of nickels, a box of pennies, ones and fives. I mean, it was like 80 pounds. It was off. I mean, a box.
There was a lot like more money than that in the safes, but the one section was 12 tubes of 10 $1 bills, and the next one was 12 tubes of 4 or 5s. So, I mean, there was a lot more money than the safe, but the dollar, obviously, only the change weighs a lot.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But anyways, yeah.
So there you go, dumbass family. It's the fault of the person with a gun on them. I'm sorry, we can't agree with that one.
Such illogical thinking in this
world. Now, we have another one here where it's, once again, it's not really the criminal I don't know if you know it's a criminal, but it's a family member we have an issue with here. Technically, he's a criminal because it was a sexual assault. This happened.
No, not if there's the party's willing.
No, this happened in Pennsylvania.
Nothing's a sexual assault.
A groom sexually assaulted a bridesmaid before the wedding. Pennsylvania groom named Daniel Carney, 28 years old, was charged with involuntary deviant sexual intercourse.
Did he have Carney knowledge?
Carney knowledge. He had Carney. Yeah. Yes, he did.
Okay.
He had Carney knowledge. He had involuntary deviant sexual intercourse of an unconscious person and indecent assault. The victim was a 29-year-old Oregon woman who was in town for his September 1st wedding.
A what? An Oregon woman?
Oregon.
Oh, Oregon.
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 Well, technically.
Yes.
if you want to nitpick on it, you're right.
Okay.
She told police that she blacked out drinking at the club where they were having the party. And she woke to find Carney sexually assaulting her in the men's locker room at the hotel where they were staying. The assaults. Now here's the part where we have an issue. The assault stopped when the bride came in. She then started fighting with Carney. Despite the incident, Carney and his wife got married 2 days later. All right,
that just blows my mind.
Honey, you got no excuses. You got no excuses. You know what he is before you said, "I do." You should have said, "I don't."
Well, it'll be interesting to see how long that marriage lasts.
Well, I don't know how long it's going to last when he's in jail for 6 to 10. I mean, he was raping an unconscious woman. She saw it. She got pissed at him. Yeah, but I'll marry you anyway.
I know. I missed the unconscious.
She was unconscious.
I missed.
Can't
that
make part. This shit up. That's all right. At least we got.
That's why I was confused at the criminal of the week, because I didn't think it was unconscious. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's charged with sexual assault with an unconscious person.
Wow.
Which doesn't sound legal.
No.
No, I don't.
Especially
think...
since there's a witness. But can she testify against him?
Well, she already gave the police. She already gave a police report. That's how they know she walked in and found him.
No, I understand that, but
so that ship sailed. Hey, if she gave a police report and she signed it, that's admissible.
Okay.
I'm not aware, but I know that.
I wonder if she can testify.
Well, she could probably. I'll bet the judge would say she has to since she gave the statement.
Yeah, I have no idea. Interesting.
I don't have an idea either. I think he'll just plead guilty and try and get a lesser.
Yeah, well, he's going to end up as on the sex offender registry.
Man, yeah, oh, yeah.
And everybody in the neighborhood will know.
He still got married.
She still married him. Man. I mean, how little self-esteem could this woman have? Seriously. Oh. It's like, you know, it's like I saw on the Facebook thingy, there's a video from the Minneapolis Trump thing the other night where this chubby young guy with a MAGA sweatshirt and a way too cute for him girlfriend were hand in hand walking through the crowd of the Antifa bastards outside raising hell that the mayor of Minneapolis encouraged. And he's smiling, he's nodding, and they're walking through, and he's holding her hand, and she's walking a little bit behind him because they're trying to skirt through all these people. And this skinny black guy, he could be Hispanic, it's hard to tell because he had a hoodie on and stuff, but he was real skinny. And he'd been in all the Fox News shots, the things I was watching after the speech, and he was getting in people's faces and stuff. And him and a young woman were standing there as they walked by. And they get just past them, and this son of a bitch reaches out and punches the woman in the side of the head. The woman! He punched the woman. And the guy turns around because he hears her yell. And he turns around, and the person yelling is the woman with the skinny guy. She's yelling at him because he had a sweatshirt on. So his girlfriend deserved to be punched. Now, I saw that, and I immediately wrote a comment, F the consequences, I'd have lit him up. You know, yeah, okay, you might have been outnumbered 30-1, but I'll tell you what, he would have gotten a whole bunch before I went down. And fortunately, there was a shitload of cops around there and stuff, you know, I'd have probably survived, maybe. Yeah. But then again, you hit a woman walking along with me, and I got a gun in my back. So.
Did you see the video that was going around Facebook at one of the football games where there was a drunk lady that the security guards had to lift out of her seat and carried her? They were carrying her out, and she slapped the cop, and that cop knocked her ass out cold. And I mean cold. It was classic. She deserved that. I'm sorry.
Well, we got some funny criminals from New Jersey.
All right, what do you got?
Runnymede. Unfortunately, I know where that is. I've been to Jersey. I don't want to go back. Police in New Jersey say a church bingo night went awry. How do you say that word?
Awry.
Yeah, there you go. Easy for you. Awry. Man, that speech impediment from third grade just keeps popping back in every once in a while, doesn't it? It sucks. I went to a little class and said S words for, like, you know, three months.
There's no S in awry.
I know, but W's in awry. That's, you know, that's why okay. That's why I love Mike Tyson. Because he's had symphemia. And if I'd have known what symphemia was when I was 8 years old, that's how I would have said it.
There you go.
Anyway, police in New Jersey say a church bingo night went awry after an allegation that two players had taped a called number onto their card to claim bingo wins. Investigators say 71-year-old Teresa Davis
71.
And 38-year-old Keisha Brockington 30. Said they had the winning card carrying a prize of $200 Thursday night at St. Maria Goretti Church Hall.
Yeah, let's beat the church out of $200.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, you're beating another player out of it.
Mm.
But a church volunteer noticed that one of the winning numbers had been taped over the number on the card. All right, so they didn't even do it with the little stick-em crap and make it look good. They put tape on. The Camden residents
they
were charged.
They probably used duct tape. I bet you they didn't even use clear tape.
Well, then they wouldn't be able to see the number.
Yeah, but if they're I'll give him credit for do it.
I'm going to give him credit for clear tape.
Okay.
I might be going easy on him. Who knows? The kid.
Electrical tape.
Yeah. They just cut out the numbers in electrical tape and stuck it on. The Canham residents were charged with improper behavior under a borough ordinance.
Improper behavior,
that's the crime.
That's stealing from a church.
A parish official says it's the first issue in 20 years of bingo games at the church. It wasn't clear whether they had an attorney, but a message left for Davis wasn't immediately returned. No shit. Well, the news people are calling about me trying to steal money from bingo. Gee, I think I'm going to take that call.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Come on, bingo. Go away. Oh. All right, so that was humorous. This one's just sick. Got another criminal.
Oh, boy, lots of them this week.
Yeah, but at least he was polite.
We like polite criminals.
Yeah, because the headline makes it just sound nasty. I originally read the headline from the person who shall remain nameless who put this story in our show board. I just commented, ooh. But then I read the story and found out it was actually funny. A New Jersey man allegedly threatened... No, why do they keep saying allegedly? He did it.
He hasn't been convicted of anything yet, so it's all alleged.
New Jersey man threatened farmers who denied him sex with their animals. Yeah, I know. That's the headline. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry, but let's get the rest of the story out. He had asked local farmers permission to have sex with their animals.
God.
That's what he was arrested for. And then he threatened the farmers and damaged their cars when they refused. Gee, you know, I want to screw your horse. No. Slice your tire.
What if he had, like, a worm farm?
Well, I think this guy has a worm problem.
Yeah. Well, what if he had, like, a gerbil farm?
Well, then it'd be like Richard Gere. Just put him up the rear. Yeah. Richard Deckard, 31, began sending the message to Sussex County farmers and horse stables in 2018, asking the animal caregivers if he could have sex with their cows and horses.
How do you...
Hey, at least he didn't discriminate. Cows or horses. You know, I'll bet you if you offered him a sheep, he'd have said yes. Just saying.
How do you write that letter? I'm going to sit down and write this letter to a guy. Let's see.
Well, it was farmer. It was messages.
Oh, okay.
You know, can I fuck your cow? Bessie was eyeing me when I drove past the other day.
Like Facebook messages, or?
I stopped. I rolled down the window, and she mooed me. She wants me.
Your cow wants me.
So. I'm sorry. It's our job. We got to make this shit funnier. We got to pay everybody their money back.
Yep.
When he was rejected by the farmers, Decker allegedly sent threats and placed homemade metal spikes on their driveways to damage their tires. In one case, he threatened to beat a farmer's wife with a wooden stick when denied permission. Yeah, I don't want the farmer's wife. I want her goat. What's that goat noise? We have the goat noise on the soundboard, don't we?
Oh, we do.
Yeah, this is a goat. This is a goat when he found out Decker was coming over.
That does not sound like a goat. I'm sorry.
If you're a goat and you knew this guy was coming to do you, you'd be making that
noise.
Yeah,
you sound like that too. No, I understand.
That's pretty much how Cowboys fans sounded yesterday. We'll let that go.
How about them Cowboys?
Shut up. Yeah. Oh God, just screw the cow. Don't get me started. In one case, he threatened to beat a farmer's wife with a wooden stick. Several of the property owners reported that their tires have been damaged by the spikes. He was arrested in Vernon Township October 3rd after police searched his home. Inside, they found homemade .22 caliber gun, arrows with explosives attached, and metal spikes similar to those used at the farms.
He's a homemade .22.
Yeah.
Like a zip gun?
He was creative and polite. Apparently. You can make a .22 caliber gun out of just about anything.
That's true.
Doesn't take much to make those the cap. You know, doesn't need a big impact on the cap. Boom. Anyway, He's in jail without bond. That's a sick bastard.
Yeah, but at least he was polite about it. He asked.
Got a SpongeBob story.
What do you got? I hate SpongeBob.
We have so many children in our audience.
Yeah.
All right. If you let any children listen to us, you should be have spikes put in your driveway.
That's Jesus good point.
God.
Hey, anyway. I throw that disclaimer out at the end of every show.
yeah, you do. This is our Why Liberals Can Never Again Have Power segment. We have SpongeBob. Seriously.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea, by the way.
We will explain. Because as all of you must know, SpongeBob is a violent racist colonizer.
Yes.
According to a University of Washington professor. Yes, SpongeBob SquarePants, which celebrated its 20th anniversary last Friday, millions of fans around the world, but one University of Washington professor is clearly not among them. In a recently published academic journal, the professor Holly M. Barker wrote an article, quote, Unsettling SpongeBob and the Legacies of Violence on Bikini Bottom, which is where SpongeBob lives.
Yeah, he lives in a pineapple.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
She offers a different take on the affable sea sponge. She says, and you guys can correct me where she's wrong, because I've never watched it, but I've seen the character.
I've seen it all the time.
you have grandkids. SpongeBob SquarePants and his friends.
I don't need my grandkids to watch SpongeBob.
Oh, okay. Well, there we found out something new today. SpongeBob. CB, don't talk when I'm trying to read. Make me laugh. SpongeBob SquarePants and his friends play a role in normalizing the settler colonial takings of indigenous lands while erasing the ancestral bikini people from their non-fictional homeland.
Patrick is my favorite. I love Patrick. He's awesome.
Oh my god, the whole show is just fucking awful.
Patrick Starr is awesome.
My youngest, McKenna, just loves SpongeBob. Good and it's just so fucking annoying.
Oh, I love the kids' school pictures this year, Brent.
Well, thank you. They were really nice, and they picked, you know what?
Well, your kids are cute anyway, but the pictures made them look like friggin' movie stars.
Yeah, and they pick their own backdrops, they pick their own outfits, they do it all themselves. Gracie's picture actually looks better than the way I was able to take the picture. Hers came out a little funky on Facebook, but McKenna's actually came out nice on Facebook when you saw it. So,
well, I'm just saying, just start building the cage now.
I already have been.
They're getting older.
Bars on the window. Don't worry, we're good.
All right, so back to SpongeBob and this crazy left-wing professor. She called SpongeBob's colonization of Bikini Bottom violent and racist. Everything's friggin' racist now, isn't it?
He didn't colonize it. He just lives there in a pineapple under the sea.
She also claims that the cartoon is guilty of whitewashing the violent American military activities against natives of the Pacific. Jeez, I didn't know SpongeBob was political.
I didn't know he was in the Army.
Because he lives under the sea.
Yeah. He'd have to be in the Navy, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Her beliefs come from the idea that the show set in a version of the real-life Bikini Atoll in the Marshall Islands.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. During the Cold War, natives of the area were relocated, and the American military used the zone for nuclear testing. The area remains uninhabitable to this day. Now, she says that this is an American character allowed to inhabit an area that natives had no choice but to leave. Well, yeah, we're going to set off nukes. We resettled them very nicely. There weren't very many people there. That's why we picked it, you dumb bitch. Oh, my God. She's a friggin' college professor, and she doesn't know anything about history. I mean,
she doesn't know anything about SpongeBob.
The people on Facebook I get exasperated with, okay? But they have an excuse. They were educated by idiots like this woman, okay? That's a fair excuse. They have no education, and they have no desire to go out and educate themselves further. But then they'll pontificate till the cows come home or until that guy rapes one. I don't know, whichever comes first. But this woman says SpongeBob showed his privilege of not caring about the detonation of nuclear bombs.
SpongeBob?
Did nuclear war ever come up on SpongeBob SquarePants?
There has never been a nuclear explosion in Bikini Bottom.
No. Never?
No.
Okay, so I'm right. This woman has no clue what she's talking about.
No, and the thing about it is, you talk about Bikini Atoll, which is fine, which is above the water, which, if you've ever seen SpongeBob, if he goes above the water, he dries out into a little hard sponge.
Okay? Well, that's no good.
No, not at all.
Can't see his big old goofy gap.
Can't see back. Nothing. He just becomes just looks like a regular sponge. When he's underwater, he's all absorbent and yellow and porous as he.
He's underwater. He's a star.
Yeah. Well, no, that's Patrick Star. That's his neighbor.
Oh, Patrick is a starfish.
Yes, Patrick is. His name is Patrick Star.
Okay, Patrick Star.
Okay, and Squidward. Who's the octopus?
Squidward? Okay.
Squidward, yes. He plays the clarinet badly.
So he's a talented squid.
No, he's terrible.
Oh, he's terrible at it.
Oh, he's terrible at playing the clarinet.
So he should just stick to inking prey and eating them.
Yeah, he's not a very happy person. Squidward is not a very happy squid, I guess.
Well, she says the writers didn't have colonization in mind when creating the show. But
no
she's
shit.
Still upset by lack of acknowledgement that Bikini Bottom and Bikini Atoll were not the writers for the taking. The dude lives in a pineapple.
Under the sea.
Under the sea. And the other thing about it is, what do you think Bikini Bottom refers to? Do you think it refers
it's
to...
It's a play on words.
Yeah, do you think it refers to a Bikini Bottom?
Possibly.
Yes, that would be my thought.
I would like to think that myself.
Here, yes. I have a treat for you.
Just saying. Go
ahead. Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish... Then drop on it and get up like a fish!
SpongeBob SquarePants! Ready?
SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants!
There you go.
Thank you for that, I think.
Many years ago, when I was umpiring in another league, there was a woman who would sit in the score booth and do the announcing for the game and things like that. And every once in a while, she'd just yell into the microphone, "Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?" And both dugouts would erupt with SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, I just looked this up. The University of Washington, where this moron is a obviously tenured professor.
Obviously.
She has to be a tenured professor to spout off that kind of stupid crap in public.
Yes.
The in-state tuition is $10,700. That's just tuition. That's not room and board or books or anything else. The out-of-state tuition is $34,791. Parents, if you are paying any money for a child to go to the University of Washington, you are as dumb as this professor. This is why this country is so screwed up. We've got the media that lies, 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 lies. And you got all these skulls full of mush that were educated by idiots like this woman coming out thinking they know what's going on. You know, as a former employer of a bunch of these young skulls full of mush, I can tell you that they learn real fast that ain't how the real world works.
True.
Leave SpongeBob the hell alone. He's harmless, I think.
He is.
He's very harmless.
All right, so that's another reason why liberals can never again have power. What else we got? We got end this. Oh, a man who slummed Trump as racist for his immigration policy was killed by an illegal immigrant. Yep, Sean Buchanan, a father of five from Colorado Springs, was driving his motorcycle on Highway 83 when Miguel Ramirez Valiente. Swerved into his lane and killed him. The immigrant was charged with reckless driving with a revoked license. This dude, Ramirez Valiente, had received national media coverage last January when he sought sanctuary in All Souls Unitarian Universalist Church in Buchanan's hometown of Colorado Springs. Speaking from the pulpit, he told assembled reporters that he had fled gang violence in El Salvador and he wanted to stay in the United States to care for his wife and three children, even though his asylum application was denied. Let me tell you why his asylum application was denied.
Why?
He already had run-ins with U.S. law on his previous comings across the border illegally for alcohol problems and abusing his wife, the one he wanted to stay and take care of. Now he's got homicide by vehicle on there. No word yet if the liberal guy who was killed on his motorcycle has changed his mind on illegal immigrants.
What if this guy has voted?
I don't think there's going to be word about it. Maybe not. And in our America Fights Back segment, our new segment tonight, America Fights Back.
Cool. I like new segments.
Ford dealership in South Carolina gives Bible flag and an AR-15 voucher to customers. Upstate car dealership in South Carolina has been running a God Guns in America promotion, has been raising eyebrows on social media, but also driving up sales. You purchase a vehicle and you actually be leaving the dealership with a Bible and your American flag and a $400 voucher to go to a local reputable gun store. The promotion gained Honea Path dealership national attention. We've had people as far as Texas and Pennsylvania come in, and they've had a couple of them from Oklahoma. They're buying a trip to buy the car at Carolina Ford to get the Bible flag and gun and to support somebody who's actually pro-America. Now, they're not just giving away guns. Okay, the customers who redeem the voucher obviously have to pass the background checks. You know, gun stores actually do background checks. And anybody who has a license to sell guns at a gun show had better be doing background checks or they will lose their license to sell guns at a gun show. Yes, there are one or two little teeny weeny loopholes, but there isn't this gigantic gun show loophole where you just walk in and buy a bazooka. Okay, that don't happen.
Can we buy a flamethrower?
You can buy a flamethrower, but you get that on Amazon. Thank you, Jeff Bezos.
I'd rather have a flamethrower than a bazooka.
And the $400 voucher can be spent on ammo. You can buy fishing equipment with it if you want.
You need to send CB as his Christmas present a flamethrower this year from Amazon.
A flamethrower?
Yeah, he's desperately in need of a flamethrower.
Yeah, but he lives in Massachusetts.
So?
He would probably be arrested on receiving the package.
Oh, maybe. That's possible.
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
You should. I live in Florida. There's a lot of crazy people here, but at least we're free. And no state income tax.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently this gun thing's happening. CB and I were talking about it on pre-show. And apparently people are giving away AKs when you buy a vehicle.
Well, guess what? You got to say hi to the kids because we're out of here.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
Hi, Wesley. Hi, LJ.
We didn't say anything bad tonight. We didn't say fuck or
yes,
a
I
lot.
Did.
Maybe once. It's not like
I did.
Normal.
I was rowdy.
Flamethrowers are legal in every state in the union except California.
There you go. By the way, it's American Touch Tag Day, Face Your Fear Day, World Octopus Day, Pierogi Day,
and way to go, Columbus.
Podiatry Day, and Indigenous People Day. So everybody gets to go.
Columbus was indigenous?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Columbus Day. Whatever.
He's Italian. Hey, what do I know?
Who knows? Good night.